T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. Allie's knocking down a couple of vegan oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oh, my well, gosh.
No big deal.
Yeah, while she's doing that, the meat man's over here with a turkey cranberry holiday sub.
Pause, but yes, it was delicious, and it was it was just fresh out of the toaster oven or whatever they're hooking up with. The turkey cranberry holiday sub, is that what you said? Yeah.
That's right.
Anyways, Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It's the morning shift live from Publix. I'll let Allie give out the address here in just 1 second. We have had a couple of listeners stop by. We appreciate you guys so much. If you're in the area, come by and see us because we're having a good time. Don't mind the mess and all the plates and the trays. It's not my food. I've been trying to do the one bite challenge all morning, and it's not working out for me. I've absolutely destroyed everything they put in front of us, and it's worth it.
Address, if you want to stop by, is 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. They did just bring me like a platter of vegan cookies, and Publix does this right.
Honestly, they're kind of sucking up to you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like they're sucking up to you. They're like, Allie is the key. Like, we got to keep Allie happy.
Well,
not that they're not hooking us up.
They're also almost like distracting her because they bring her vegan thing out first. And so she's looking over here and they're like, hey, guys, we got meat. Here you go. Boom. And like they throw it out there like a pack of dogs to us.
And we're like, all right, we're going to get the wake up call here in 1 second. I'm going to throw it out there. Porch light on or off tonight? What's the cutoff point? What's the time where trick or treating should stop? That's the question I have for y'all.
So, one of the things that we do is like Amy and I, when we make plans, if she ever comes up with a plan, sometimes I'm like, oh God, because it's just like nothing I want to do. But every once in a while, she totally like surprises me. So we were talking last night. She's like, hey, you know, what do you think about going to a few houses that we know people of and that have like, cause we have like a haunted house in our neighborhood and stuff.
Yeah.
And then she goes, and we go out like 5:30 and we kind of hit everybody early. Come back, do bath time, and we'll sit in the driveway with everybody with the baby monitor. And I was like, I think that's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And so we'll sit there until – so for us, we'll sit there and just hang out and have, like, the solo fire pit thing
going.
Yeah,
that's what we'll have going, too.
And we might sit there. I mean, now that I've got this Ron just brought me this monster – a monster drink. It's the Bad Apple Monster.
Yeah.
And, like, I figure some vodka goes great with that.
A little bit of clear water, if you will.
And so I might be up all night.
Yeah.
We might sit in the driveway all night. I might not sleep on the – I might sleep on the plane to New England.
I know, and it is different. It is different tonight because it's Friday.
It's right. So cool.
Like, it's so nice that Halloween's on a Friday. This is my first time, I believe, with kids to have Halloween on a Friday. So we're going to be going out trick-or-treating, I would assume, around, like, the 5:30 mark. But yes, we will get to a point. I would say probably somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll probably turn the light off.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're coming up and ringing my doorbell at 9 o'clock, we probably got issues. Like I might let the German Shepherd out at that point.
But at this point, do you want the candy? Do you
no,
want
No, but I think at that point, if you get to a point where you still have candy left and it's 9 o'clock, you just put it out in the driveway.
And that's
put it on a table in the driveway.
That's where I was going with it. Just put the bowl down in the driveway. And let them take the candy because, I mean, unless it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or apparently with you Almond Joys, they can have it.
It's true. Before we get to headlines, I do want to ask, either of y'all got a costume?
Do not.
No costume.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a dad now. I have to have a costume. But I love dressing up for Halloween. Fair. Anyways. I mean, I would normally last minute something. I think Melrose is going as like a lamb or something, and Amy is going as little Bo Peep. From Toy Story.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I'm going in, but I'm not really doing the full. I'm going as Woody, but all that I have is Amy bought me the Woody hoodie. Mm-hmm. It kind of rhymes. It's like his outfit, and I'm just wearing my jeans and my Ariat boots, and I did buy a very, 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 very cheap cowboy hat from Amazon.
Dude.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to drive the golf cart around.
Gordon, who is this guy, man? I'm just telling you, if I had said this a year ago, the amount of hate that would have come across the table from this man at me being like, you're going to go with Woody? But now there he is. He's like, man, you know, this little girl just melts my heart. A month over, and I got to get the golf cart right. We got to go to the right neighbor's house. I'm dressed up as Woody.
Wait till I tell you about in Life of Squid, the fight with the playpen I had yesterday.
But he can co-sign this. I was happier. I think I was happier when his wife got pregnant than he was.
He punched me.
I was like, let's go. Your life is about to completely change.
So the first person I told was him.
Aww.
Because the
so
whole
stoked.
Real quick, I know we got to get the calls, but all he did was, oh, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. Like, almost like he was wishing ill will towards me. And so, and we had been down to the NASCAR at Echo Park Speedway. They took us and rode us around in the cars, right? And that was the day that I found out when I got home. But I had told him, dude, there's some weird stuff going on in my house. Wife keeps asking me when I'm going to be home. Like, she's just like, I tell her a time, and she's like, cool. And like, she keeps – like asking for an update. Something's going on.
Set up.
Oh.
I even said, I think she might be cheating on me. No, I was kidding. I was kidding. But anyways, long story short, so we were on the way to Flyer Branch for training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Because his truck was having issues.
Yeah, Jocker.
And so I picked him up, and he was like, hey, what was going on with that? And I was like, yeah, I got to talk to you. And then he punched me driving down 85.
Dylan, what you got?
I was just going to ask real quick, Bo, is there any chance, please,
will no, you're not getting a picture. No.
Will you send us a video of you?
It's all right. Amy will post one, bro.
You,
don't worry about it.
Of
Amy
you
will
going, there's a snake in my boot. Please.
Maybe.
Allie, hit us with the headlines real quick.
Yes, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Before you clock in today, you got to know that the Ravens won last night in Thursday Night Football. They beat the Dolphins 28-6. Blue Jays could take the World Series tonight. They lead over the Dodgers 3-2. Game 6 is tonight in Toronto at 8, and the Hawks, of course, play tonight against the Pacers. Pregame starts at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is at 7.
Yeah, we got to get to the wake-up call. Got a couple we want to get to. First of all, what time are you turning the light off? What are you dressed up as tonight? Maybe this one. Let me throw this one out there real quick. Who has a better chance of winning this weekend, the Florida Gators or the Atlanta Falcons? Mm. I want to hear from all of you guys for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Dylan, let's get to the line. Like I said, and I know that I just threw a curveball at everybody with the who has a better chance of winning this weekend. The Gators, 7.5-point underdogs. The Falcons are, what, 5? Which is, in NFL terms, kind of a 7.5-point college line. It just kind of is what it is. The NFL is always tighter when it comes to those kind of things. Dylan, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. We will talk to Kevin, the limo driver. Kevin, I hope drop-off line was really good to you this morning, my friend.
Drop-off line was good. Dylan actually spoke to my daughter this morning. I was going to have her speak to you guys because she just got out.
So, attaboy. All right. Nice work, Dylan.
Well, we appreciate that. So here's what I think about the Falcons and their chance of winning. I think they got to go be unpredictable, maybe put Felipe Franks in that single back offense, go heavy set on the tight ends. They got to do something New England hasn't seen seen before offensively. As far as the defense, I think, I don't know, they brought up this one guy, big guy from the practice squad. I think they need to put him back in there. They need some meat in the middle, at least someone just to hold up, even if they're not good, just to stop, someone just to be a gap stopper in the middle. And I think maybe they got a chance of winning if they're unpredictable. And that's my take on it.
Yeah, appreciate that, Kevin. Appreciate the phone call, as always. I think he's talking about Sam Roberts, who did get some playing time last week. I think he got about 14 snaps, if I'm not mistaken, and did really well. Was really impressed with Sam Roberts. He's kind of a cruise ship, as I call him. He's kind of a, you know, two-directional player. He's going to go straight ahead. If you ask him to turn, probably not going to be that great. He's not going to, you know, turn really quickly, but he's going to go – you're going to get off the tracks when that train's coming through.
He's 6'5", 300. I'm not sure if he'll be active this week with Laquell – if Laquell London is back, but I think – I really – I personally, I think you kind of need both of them right now.
I do too.
And he's not your 320, 340, you know, guy on the interior, but –
he's got some length.
I think he's played really well. 6'5", 300. Well, he used to be. I'd be looking
That's
at
right.
it. Used to be. I'd be looking at it. But I'd be.
I'll tell you what. If they keep bringing us more boar's head plates, I'm going to get there in a hurry.
One more plate, and we're staring at it. But the reality is that's some size inside, and it would be great if those guys could step up.
I heard the little chuckle. I was like, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I heard it.
I'm trying, hey, man. I'm fighting for my life over here, okay?
There's a lot of football terms you can say.
They do have
a lot of size
inside, and hopefully they can.
You know, it's always good to show off your girth.
The better size, the more size inside you get this weekend against the Patriots, the better off you're going to be. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Josh over in Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man? Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to talk to y'all always.
Same to you.
I was thinking, Forsyth's going to be off tonight. We got a big high school region championship for Hebron Christian tonight, so we'll be at that game.
Nice.
And also, Falcons, they play their best when the odds are stacked against them. So I think that the Falcons are going to do their thing this Sunday. And not too much Georgia talk for me. I think Georgia Tech's going to take it against NC State to go into
there
that
go,
field, Fast 8 undefeated.
What's the classification before you go? What's the classification in the regional matchup tonight?
It's Hebron versus Prince Avenue. It's 1A private.
1A private. There you go, man. Game time. Appreciate the phone call, Josh, as always. Yeah, we haven't talked much the last couple of days, at least. I think we've talked more Georgia Tech than probably any show on this station because we're massive fans of everything they're doing. That is an interesting game with NC State. NC State's one of those teams, they've adorned like the whole bit, like good team. Georgia Tech has done a good job throughout this season of dispatching teams like this in matchups like this where they should be the better squad.
They're in a weird place right now because it's a very unfamiliar place. And I think they've been there for – you could argue they've been there for a couple weeks.
Yep.
They keep getting these noon games home or away, and they're games that they're supposed to handle. This week they got a 7:30 game, so it's a little bit different, and they're on the road, which we all know – It's like sandwich. Like almost a 3:30 is a sweet spot on the road, I feel like, in most places. Because a night game, you get the crowd a chance to make something of it, get kind of sauced up. And the noon one is too sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got to go in there. This is not you're looking at a 500 opponent. But it's almost, I hate to put it this way, but you're just trying to handle business. And
yeah,
that's the mentality you got to have a little bit.
Yeah, and that's really where Georgia Tech has in the past had their hiccups. I'm not, like, under the opinion that Georgia Tech, like, finishes the year undefeated. This would be one that you could point at as a hiccup. But I don't know, man. Something about, like, rallying the troops, going on the road, you know, as a favorite, as a top 10 team, going on the road for a 7:30 night game. Like, you're just like, us against the world, baby. Us against the world. And Brent Key's going to have those guys ready. So we'll see how that one pans out. But should be a good one.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I want to say thanks for all the calls this morning. Coming up, we do have Dave Archer, Falcons analyst, will be joining us as we preview.
Analyst.
As we preview the Falcons-Patriots game, that's next with the Morning Shift. And we are live from Publix in Decatur on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is this a movie?
It sounds like a Looney Tunes.
I'm just picturing somebody playing drums with skeleton bones.
It's skeletons dancing. Yeah. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's out here making us sound amazing. Dylan is back at the station behind the glass playing skeleton music for us today.
Yeah,
on
nice
this
work.
Halloween. We're going to bring in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy & Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Hey, Arch, I don't try to get competitive with other shows on the station, but I did hear you on site with Dukes and Bell the other day. I'm just saying this Publix indicator would have fed you for the day.
That's such a good point.
If you stopped by to see us today.
Where are you guys located today? Where are you guys at?
Yeah.
We're down in Decatur. The address, if you want to put in your GPS,
yeah.
Boy, Arch.
2720
Decatur, yeah,
East Ponce de Leon.
I'm not coming to Decatur.
That's
tomorrow.
A professional move, though, Arch. That's a professional move, what you just did there. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Arch, obviously diving into the matchup going on this weekend, the New England Patriots. Look, we have a number of injuries. We've been wrestling, and kind of one of the conversations we've had over the last couple of days is who would be more important to get back. Now, luckily, it looks like both of them are on track to get back, but Michael Penix against Drake London, I think obviously you want that battery back. I'm curious to see what the passing game looks like, but your thoughts on getting both those guys back in the fold and hopefully getting that connection reestablished and allowing this offense to move forward.
Yeah, I'd be surprised, Mike, if they don't play. I think that Drake and Penix will be on the field. I think there's a good, you know, Mooney's tracking in the right direction. I think you're going to get guys back that are feeling a little bit better. I mean, I think that guys are spending a little bit more time on the practice field as opposed to in the training room. You know as well as I do, some of those reports that come out, they have to put a guy on a report if he's in the training room. So it doesn't mean that he's not out there doing stuff. So I'll be surprised if you don't have your guys out there playing.
Well, speaking of guys that could be back, if and when he comes back this weekend, Arch, with some of the stuff going on in the linebacker core and just how the defense has been affected, could you see Jalen Walker's role kind of expanding and changing a little bit to where maybe he's not just lined up on the edge on the line of scrimmage? Maybe they move him around a little bit and use his athleticism as an advantage, and you kind of get him back to a few of the things that he did at Georgia?
Well, it'd be nice to be able to do that, Bo, but he hadn't done any of that in practice. He hasn't done any of that in training camp. So what you've done is you've taught him and worked with him on the edge in Ulbrich's defense. So to just convert a guy to the middle or move him back to the middle is not as simple as it may sound. Okay, yeah, he did it at Georgia. Well, Georgia's system's different than what Ulbrich's doing. So just to rotate him back to the middle, the problem with what's going on in the middle is that Divine Diablo was not hesitating when he saw something. He was coming right now. There's hesitation. JD hadn't played enough. And And this whole deal that it's getting laid in J.D. Bertrand's lap is a joke. I mean, he was on the field in a couple plays, highly publicized plays, where he was trailing a guy down on the goal line, where he picked him up on a crossing route, and he was trying to run with him as Tua got out of the pocket. There was a curl route where he got isolated on the third inside receiver, happened to be a waddle. But to think that J.D. Bertrand is the reason people are running the football on us or aren't making play, that's ridiculous. He's one of 11 guys on the field. He just happened to be in a place a couple times where he made some mistakes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, because I thought that the play at the pylon that J.D. Bertrand was trailing on, that's not terrible coverage given the situation. On the flip side, Achane that scored, you know, inside the 5-yard line at the other end, Caden Ellis is nowhere to be found. You know, they run that little rub route, and, you know, he's 10 yards behind him, but J.D. Bertrand obviously is going to get most of the headlines this week. Arch, I want to talk a little bit more and dive in a little bit deeper. You've seen a lot of that kind of 5-2, or at least you did last week, where it's really, it's a 3-4 shell, but they've kind of tightened those guys up to the inside eye of the tackles, playing the B gaps, the big bodies. What do you think they go about this week? Because I've been trying to diagnose, like, what exactly Josh McDaniels is doing offensively, and almost comparing it to what we've seen from the Commanders or the Bills or the 49ers. It's very unique in the way they go about their business, and I'll be curious to see what Jeff Ulbrich does with that defensive front this weekend.
Yeah, this will be – we'll get back to seeing some of the stuff. I think that from a run game standpoint, Mike, it looks – you know, they got 12 out of 21 personnel in the game. They do a lot of stuff with 12 personnel as well. So they use the tight ends in the backs to kind of old school, right, kind of old school way of running the football, which a little bit – the Niners showed you a little bit of that. I think that Miami showed you a little bit of that as well with the two back set, and then you brought in the extra tight end with the offensive lineman. So, you haven't fixed anything. You're trending in the wrong direction. The last two games, you gave up 174 yards rushing to the 49ers, 141 yards rushing to Miami. So you're going to find out if you fix that. And this is a New England team that in the last two games have run for 175, 177 yards on the ground. So they want to run the football, and you're going to get tested. And so how do you go about defending that? It's almost like offense, Mike. It'd be fun to sit down, you and I, and chop it up as far as what you're seeing. A lot of teams are running the same stuff. I mean, when you look up, there's a lot of teams running this tight 3-4 like you're talking about. It's almost like a bear look, only without the two linebackers on it. They got a bear, they got a linebacker on either side, and then they're tightening down in the middle to try to take away those three interior blockers so they can't get up to the second level, let those linebackers run. We're not doing as good a job as other teams are doing with it, and I think that a lot of teams are using the same system. It's going to be a matter of swallowing up. It's going to be a matter of not hesitating, coming downhill and making plays against the run game. And I think the piece of the run game that's really going to be a major part, and I know you guys have talked about it, is Drake May. You know, he's got over 250 yards rushing in the game. They've got three guys that have 250-plus yards rushing, and he's one of them. And so you're going to get back to having to defend the quarterback, and it's not designed run game. It's just him dropping back and picking lanes and taking off. So it'll be interesting to see how we handle that.
Well, you want to talk about, you know, everything being laid at one person's feet. That's a little bit of Zach Robinson's last couple of weeks, Arch, with the struggles of the offense as far as scoring points. They've moved the ball well until last week, which they really didn't even move the ball well. How do you come out and get a struggling offense started early in a game like this and try to set a tone? And to you, what would you try to do, try to either call or come out planning to do when you get, you're hopefully going to get, as you said earlier, like guys like Penix and Drake London and such back?
Well, there's got to be some counters off of what you're doing, Bo. I think that the one thing that maybe if you start talking about the variety of what we're doing on offense, there's variety there. It's just that last week we weren't able to get into a lot of the variety because you just weren't on the field very much. So how do you – as your question is, how do you kickstart it? I know that everybody wants us to run the football, but to run the football against 7- and 8-man boxes can be difficult. I think that you got to be able to take what the defense gives you. And if it's perimeter throwing the football, if it's getting the ball, stretching them sideline to sideline early on with the screen game, with the quick game, get them to realize that, hey, we're going to let Penix throw the football some, and then you can get to the run game. But ultimately, you're going to lean on the run game. The offensive linemen threw themselves on the sword. They said that they didn't come off the ball. They didn't recognize things. It was a recognition thing in their mind that helped create some problems. And I thought Charlie Warner has got to play better because he's an integral part of the run game. But ultimately, it's just execute better, play better. But, yes, take some of the little things that they're giving you, some of the perimeter pass game, some of that easy stuff that that teams give up on first down.
Arch, I want to dive back into that a little bit, and I'm with Bo. I think Zach Robinson obviously has taken the brunt of it, and I've been part of that conversation as well because I'm with you. There needs to be more counters built into what we're doing, especially in the run game. But I want to focus on some of the fourth down plays that we saw a week ago. And, you know, you throw a I guess it would have been maybe a back shoulder to David Sills. There's miscommunication. You throw another route on like a fourth down to Kadarryl Hodge along the sideline, and I think you see it differently as a quarterback, but I think for most of us watching, it's like that cannot be the best option when it's, you know, fourth and two or whatever else it comes to. What did you make of those situations? And do you think that that was, you know, at the line of scrimmage decision by Kirk Cousins? Or do you think that's Zach Robinson saying, hey, we got 1-on-1 on the outside, let's take a chance?
No, it's totally the quarterback's decision, Mike, to make decisions with the football. If you got a 3-by-1, let's take the Kadarryl Hodge situation, for instance. Kadarryl's lined up left. He's lined up on the 6-2 corner, Rasul Douglas, and then you've got the 3-by, it's a 3-by-1, so you got three receivers on the other side where you're going to try to run some kind of rub against man coverage or some kind of zone buster if they had to play zone. Well, Kirk decides to throw the fade. And the fade is a low percentage throw. I said it during the broadcast. You can't throw the ball there on fourth and four. The completion percentage there is about 8-9%. Plus, you've got a corner that's 6-2 with the length that Douglas has. If you win cleans, you're going to build in shot plays on everything, even if it's on fourth down. So if he wins on the fade, throw it. Throw it down the stem. We got a big play. But he didn't win on it. You glance at it. He didn't win on it. You got to get off it. You got to come back the other side to the three receiver set. So, yes, there's calls made, and every call, usually, if it's a pass play, has a shot play in it. You don't have to take that play. And if I remember anything about playing quarterback, it was pounded in my head, down and distance, down and distance, down and distance. That's where you go with the football. If we need to move the chains, and I need to get over to that combination route that's going to allow me to give us another set of downs.
Arch, you kind of touched on Drake May earlier, and you talked about his rushing yards. He has been good the run game. I mean, he's been good in for the most part protecting the football, but he has been sacked 28 times, which is one of the worst in the league as far as a team giving up. What have you seen on film from Drake May in his second year? I think he's, what, like 21 starts into his career?
Well, part of it is that Myles Garrett had 5 sacks last week, so that kind of skews the number a little bit when you've got a guy that's as good and as dominant as Myles Garrett is. But I think that there's always the little bit you're still learning as a quarterback. You tend to hang on to the ball a little bit more to try to make something, to try to get something happening downfield in the pass game. But you also don't give up on plays. If you're as athletic as he is, he doesn't want to throw the ball out of bounds and reload. He wants to go try to create something. That's still that piece that he's trying to learn. Okay, I got to give up on this play. I got to throw the ball away. Let's line back up on 2nd and 10, as opposed to me making a play, and now all of a sudden it's 2nd and 17 because I took a sack. Now, he's made some plays, and that's the part that's tough for him, is he's gotten out of trouble a couple times and made some big plays. So when do you make that decision to try to make something happen or to give up on the play and throw it away? And I think he's still working on some of that.
Well, Dave, we are certainly looking forward to Sunday's game. Of course, pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 11, then catch Dave and Wes when things kick off at 1 right here on 92.9 The Game. Dave, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you Monday.
Always fun talking to you guys. Y'all take care.
You too. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. We'll talk to him again, like I mentioned, on Monday. And after Sunday's game, hang on 92.9 for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. I think sometimes people have opinions on how the game went.
Every now and then, I see an opinion, yeah.
So that's your first chance to call in and react. Coming up, one last look at this game before we call it a day out here at Publix. I just got to point out, I'm seeing little bowls over there with spoons
in
them. I think it's ice cream.
It's just getting out of control in here.
I think they're about to bring us more stuff over. I digress. We've also got a Life of Squid coming up.
A playpen almost got the better of me, but I won.
Don't let it win.
Next morning, it's just Sports Radio 99 The Game and
The Odyssey.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is out here on site with us. Dylan is back at the station behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I want to give out the address again because we're going to be here for a few more minutes at this Publix. 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. They have completely fed us for the day here. We just now had ice cream. I got salted caramel cluster. What did you guys get?
So, bro, I got this bourbon eggnog. So they had two. They had They had the chocolate stout pretzel blitz, and I was like, "That's what I want." And then
I think Mike's life just changed. He just took a bite of that.
Dude,
the bourbon eggnog ice cream, bro.
Well, so I grabbed this chocolate and I go, and then they said, that's bourbon eggnog. I go, oh, I'll grab that too because I want a bite. Because I'm like, I'm not going to eat all that, but I'm going to eat all the chocolate. I just devoured the bourbon eggnog. I tried it first. It's so good. And you can taste the bourbon.
Oh, I'm having a really hard time. As a matter of fact, next time we're going to Publix, which we are going
two
to
weeks.
Be 2 weeks from now, we're going to be back at Publix. I'm going to have to hit the gym before we come to Publix. Like, I'm having a really – I love bourbon, obviously, and I really love eggnog, and this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm doing a live on-air taste test. Like, we're 11 out of 10 right now.
I think what we're going to do is after the show the Thursday before, we'll go get some trash bags, and we'll walk on the treadmill
just sweat it
for,
out.
Like, 3 hours. Seriously. And then we'll go home and just have ice water the rest of the day, and then no food.
Fasting.
And
fasting.
And what we'll do is we'll weigh in right
water
before
cleanse.
The show. And then we'll weigh in after the show and just see how much weight we gain.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, what did you do, the 72-hour water cleanse?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we'll knock one of those out.
So this guy says he's going to do a water cleanse with me, and this is not his fault.
Oh, that was a bad deal.
So we start the water cleanse, and I went to Chipotle right after the show and had this huge thing and said at noon we're both starting. So we start at noon. I think he made it a day. And then, like, at 4 o'clock, we're probably, like, 28 hours in, and he goes, I can't come in tomorrow. Dude, I am so sick.
I was
gosh.
And it wasn't from the cleanse. I got sick, like, right at the same time.
He was sick for 3 days.
And I was sick for 3 days. Okay, just like, I'm trying to make it through. And I was like, me too.
But for
two different reasons.
The whole point was to be miserable. We had, like, a miserable
partner.
And you could sit, and we could bounce it off each other during the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
because someone on the show wasn't very supportive of my water cleanse. And,
yeah,
and knocked
neither here
it.
Nor there.
But so we had the support system. Well, then he's out for 3 days. I'm on a 72-hour water cleanse by myself and had no one to lean on.
All that to say, come by and pick up some of this bourbon eggnog.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's Publix brand. That's
ridiculous.
Very important to point out. It's the bourbon eggnog that you got to get. And then which one did you try, Gordon? Was it banana?
Banana nut bread?
Banana nut bread. Oh,
what's
my
going
goodness.
On?
These flavors are out of control.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm like Leo DiCaprio. I'm not leaving.
I just want to hang out here all day. I mean, Oren has stopped by from 92.9 as well, brought his little guy with him. He got
Big
to have,
Franklin. That's my guy right there.
Ice cream for breakfast today, which is
it's going as a
amazing.
Ghostbuster tonight.
Are you in trouble now, Oren? I'm sorry.
It's the daycare's problem now. It's the daycare's problem now.
Well, I mean, Ron, Ben, you guys have gone out of your way today. I mean, this has just been insane. Our tables are absolutely covered with food that we've been trying here at Publix. Yeah. Please stop by. Get your grocery shopping done today. 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. All right. One last look at this matchup for Sunday before you guys got to be all professional on Sunday for that pregame show.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Did Arch make you feel better or worse? Because normally he makes me feel better, he comforts me, but every once in a while he kind of, like, worries me.
I can tell when Arch is, like, kind of searching for answers himself. Like, why did we do that? You know what I mean? But I think he usually makes me feel better. Gives such a good background into why he believes things are happening. Doesn't mean he agrees with what's happening, but he kind of gives us a look inside and goes, well, this is why they did that, or this is why it looked that way. The good news is most of the people he was talking about that he didn't make me feel confident in, I don't expect to play this week. So, Kirk Cousins. So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit better. I'd say, 5% better after that conversation.
I think he has some really good points, like about J.D. Bertrand and not everything's on him. He's not wrong. He's not wrong that the guys up front can complete. Look, you got to keep up front. Your job is to keep a guy from getting to the second level. So he can hit. He can get on top of J.D. Bertrand. But there's also the fact that J.D. Bertrand has played quicker, too. And I think he did a good job of talking about both those. It comes down to a movie that you have to watch because you told me if I watched something you would watch. It's like in Top Gun.
Okay. All right.
They asked Maverick, what were you thinking up there? And he goes, if you think, you're dead. And that's what J.D. Bertrand's got to play like. Cannot think.
Okay.
Just react.
You brought
Go.
That one home.
Go.
All right,
just
that's
go.
Fair enough.
And if he's in there. So I have no feel for this game because I know they're playing good. They've won five in a row. They're stopping the run and they're running the football.
I got one more prop bet question to ask you before we get to Life is Quit. All right, here's what it is. Somebody other than Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson logs a carry in the run game. And I mean, what does that include? Could be a quarterback sneak. Could be an end around. Could be some other type of gadget play. Could be Felipe Franks. What do you think the odds are? I would set it at 0.5 rushing attempts other than running backs this weekend. Do you think we get one? Just one.
Yeah, I think and here's what I think they do.
Let's draw it up. X's nose.
All right. Well, I'm looking at my chart right here. Okay. I'm going to go with I'm going to have two back. I'm going to have two back set.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to have Algier in the pistol with Penix.
Okay.
And I'm going to have Bijan out. Bijan and Drake on one side.
Okay.
And Darnell on the other.
All right.
And then I'm going to put Bijan in the orbit where he goes around behind. We saw them use a lot in, I believe, the Buffalo game.
Yep.
And then when they hike it, I'm gonna almost play action, but fake it the handoff to Algier, and I'm gonna have Mooney coming around and like
that's
a little
the bourbon
reverse.
Right there.
Mooney's gonna get a carry.
Mooney's gonna get a carry. Yeah, Darnell Mooney.
Dude, I hope you're right. If I could just beg of anything this weekend, I just want one carry other than running back, and it could be like I said, could be a QB sneak. I don't care.
Here's
I'd be
what
quarterback
I
sneak.
To
I'd
say.
Be fine with.
Here's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
I wanted to say that. That Dwayne and Zach on that 30-minute conversation I had on the way home from the game Sunday, they're like, dude, when we get Mike back, we've got to figure out a way to get – we have helped make him look like he's not the athlete at quarterback that he is. I'm not, again, when I say that, I don't think he's Drake May athleticism. But I'm telling you, he's a hell of a lot closer to that than he is the way he's looked like Kirk Cousins this year. He's looked more like Kirk Cousins in the pocket.
I agree.
He's the guy we saw week one. I got to find a way to stress a defense with just the fear. Put the fear of Penix in them.
Completely agree. Right? I hope you're so right, and I completely agree with what you're saying.
I am a little bit hesitant to say that, or I was when you asked me, because I just don't know where the knee's at. And I'm not, and I think it's probably good enough to do it. But we've seen the last thing we want to do is lose him for another week.
Yeah, I agree.
You'll see a little W Sauce, a little New Rome Brewing out there at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Well, I hope anyways. Which is November 24th. At Eagle Watch, it's it's our tournament. It's a station event. It's my tournament as well. I'm a big leader in getting that thing off the ground, and I had a meeting yesterday, and I feel really good, Allie. Feel really good about some of the things we're going to have at the Brown Grass. We're going to have a speed hole. There may or may not be some brown water out there for you guys to taste. We got some stuff. I really, really feel good about where we're at. It was really exciting yesterday having a meet with our sales guy, the head of our sales crew, Dave Ashburn, who does a phenomenal job and helps setting this up, and Dustin from the club. There are a few foursomes available. Don't forget, it is all brought to you by
Finley Roofing, and it's to benefit Pets for Vets. It is the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, but it's my inaugural.
That's right. It is your inaugural.
Nothing like screaming foursomes actually, out loud in the Publix at 9 a.m.
Actually, it's really your first annual.
Couple pineapples and some grocery carts out there.
Why? Did someone say foursome?
Foursome.
What? There you go, Dylan.
All right. 929thegame.com.
Real quick. All right. I told you the other day about the Amazon thing where Amy said we need to get a playpen. Suddenly, it's 50% off on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I order it. I get it yesterday. I get home, and I'm like, man, I really want to like get her in this. Because she was home yesterday with us, and I'm like, I just want to get her set up in this playpen so she's got it all day. And that was a stupid decision. Because like I need to decompress. I'm a decompressor. Like I get done doing something, long task, work, whatever, and I need like my 30
overstimulated.
Minutes. Yeah, I guess. And I tried to do it right out of the gate, and it ended up not going well for me, so I quit. And I went and did my meeting. I had a little of Eagle Rare after the meeting, and you'll see it on my tailgate video, but I did London Broil steak cut, and I actually did some burgers on there too.
Oh boy.
And I got done, and I felt good about life, and I said, I'm going to go back to town on this. I'm going to get it back. And I realized I'm an idiot.
Made the same mistake twice.
No. When I looked at what was wrong, when I decided, all right, let me take a 1,000-foot view on this, and I'm like, how are you so dumb? It's a canvas, right? You know, and it's almost like doing a tent.
Yeah.
Well, I had it sideways crooked where, like, it was never going to work. I didn't have the right pipes in the right places.
I have one kind of similar like this. I wonder if it's the same one.
And I was just like, daggum, man, how did I screw this up so bad? And I did it literally. I took it all apart. You know, how long it took me to do it?
15 minutes.
Not even, dude.
Oh,
it was
that's
like
awesome.
10 minutes.
Good
I was like,
you.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, I'm the smartest man alive. This morning, I was the stupidest.
Can't keep me down.
But so I am better than a 6 months playpen. I figured that out.
That a boy.
I'm better.
Nice work.
Yeah, and then
good
I had bourbon ice
Dad.
Cream.
All right.
Don't
there
do
you
that
go.
To me. Don't do that.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. For Mike,
thank
Bo,
you, thank you, everyone. Thank
Dylan,
you.
And myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today as we close out in Publix Indicator. Ron, Ben, everybody here,
thank you
for everything this
phenomenal.
Morning. We will see you in a couple weeks. You've gone way above and beyond today. I am absolutely full. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
eat some bourbon ice cream from Publix.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.